Yeah, so this energy since yesterday, it's Monday at like 12:30 p.m. when I'm recording this-ish. This energy yesterday, overnight, and still today, and of course we had the lunar eclipse during that, feels really significant. And the sensation that I have is of all the individual human timelines are being reconfigured right now. Like all the energetic architectures of everything are being reconfigured. I was woken up at 3:33 in the morning with the message of, everything, all timelines are off the table for now. And so this sensation of the unwritten feels very present. And it feels to me very much like it connects back to actually the start of the new cosmic spiral, which at this point is December 2nd, 2022. So that's about, what, 15 months ago, 16 months ago. And when that new spiral began, everything in the new cosmic spiral was unwritten. And if you remember, if you heard any of those earlier transmissions, and you could go back to them if you wanted, the record keepers, even from their realm, had no records of this new cosmic spiral, which was part of the design of it. And the point of it is that it is a completely unwritten. And this was part of, this is also related to like the things that I was calling the bonus round, right? Like we're here for the bonus round. And what I have been experiencing in my own personal life has been these moments of a sensation of the new energy architectures of my own human timeline moving forward being reinvented, rewritten, reorganized, restructured, and more clarified and coalesced as I've kind of gone along. And that's been incredibly beautiful and joyful. But then like my human experience in the physical has not fully been matching that in a way that at times has been very uncomfortable. And I'm feeling that very much also this morning, and realizing that it's not mine to do any kind of like giving names to this, but there's a work that's been underway this morning in which all of the like the functionalities behind the sort of the energy architecture of the cosmic spiral really landing on Earth and for the human population, that hadn't happened yet, and that another was leading, was creating that occurring this morning. And it feels still in process to me. And it's like a big aha for me, right? Like, oh, yeah. And without shifting myself into the story of like, oh, okay, now everything will be like great and fine and groovy and it'll all finally hear. What I actually feel is important for me, and I'm sharing it because I'm confident this is relevant for everyone else on some level, is where have I been experiencing resentment against myself for whatever ways in which the physical human experience has not been fully 100% matching the energetic one when that occurs. Because there are, of course, lots of times what it feels like it is, but it hasn't really felt like it's been settled in. There's a couple of key pieces. I would say like maybe two or three really key components that are part of my human timeline in the new cosmic spiral and in the bonus round that I've written, but they haven't occurred. And sometimes I get frustrated with that. And And then other times I don't get frustrated with it at all. I'm like aware of it, but I'm just in that same kind of, you know, bliss is anticipation without waiting state. And I'm just in the super, you know, exalted joy of the whole experience at the macrocosmic source, life force, and human Melanie levels simultaneously. So it's a lot. I think that's the main thing that I want to say, is that it's a lot. It's a lot right now. It's a lot. And, you know, we did know that 2024 is the year of absolute revelation. And yeah. So this eclipse portal that we're in now for real is not fucking around. And we knew that, but yikes. So for me, I'm feeling like I'm going to really sit with today as like a day zero and just really be in like the core things that work for me. When I find that my behaviors as a human best work for me and align for my energetics are when I, at a minimum, organize myself for sure, of course, in connection to my essence, like that goes without saying. And if you're not already in like the complete connection into your essence and capacity to come into that center and experience that infinite quantum essence that is you, then you got to do that first thing. And that essence foundation's connection, mini program, mini library that I created might really be helpful for you on that. But it's like behaviorally sometimes I'm not 100% sure. Like I don't have the clear translation in the moment of what does that translate into in terms of the doingness. And what works for me is to just simply be in the love affair with my mitochondria. Just come back into the love affair with my mitochondria, and then the kind of step-by-step guidance of like how to move through, you know, that moment or that hour or whatever becomes available. So I offer that in case that's of value to others. And you know, remember that it's when we are rejecting whatever our experience is in the moment, that is actually when we are going to perpetuate it the most in some way, shape, or form. We're going to perpetuate the energy of it. Instead of just being like, hey, I am where I'm at and I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, I've said this many times before, and I'm sure I'll remember to say it again many times to myself as well as to others, but a big thing that we're doing right now is learning how to meet ourselves where we're at. And yes, learning how to meet others where they're at, of course, but really right now, it's like meeting yourself where you're at, to just be able to say like, hey, I'm not okay right now, and that's okay. Yeah. Yeah. I did this command earlier internally throughout my cellular matrices. I was inspired by something that my brother Barrett said about this, and I did it just around resentment and finding, completing, clarifying, resolving any resentment that was anywhere in my cellular matrices. And I had this like immediate, I'm kind of having it again a little bit like as a reminder, but like I had this immediate, like my whole body was sort of like on fire energetically. It wasn't hot. It was just like all over simultaneously. And I was like, whoa, okay, we're going to have to work with that some more, and just finding these little resentments more and more. And it's very easy to believe, to stick with the stories of resentments that are externally projected out, like the resentments against others. And that can be those can be good strands, like threads to bring you into the internal. But if you stay focused there, you're never going to get into the inner resentments where you're resenting yourself, because that's actually where the really juiciest opportunities for just completely remembering and being the love that you are is. Right? Yeah. So I continue to be really excited about the Early Builders 2-day retreat that I'm doing later in April, and feeling like we are going to be so in a great position to really be doing that as we come out of this particular little thing here that we're doing, not little, but that we're doing last night and today. And then, of course, after the April 8th solar eclipse, like, you know, we're very much in an all bets are off phase. And it's a good idea to function from a place of embracing that, I think, and not being afraid of chaos, and understanding that chaos is where creation comes from. The chaos is just simply another word for the infinite quantum, which is not organized or structured in any way by definition. So therefore it is chaos, and it's beautiful. And, you know, just let it have its way with you, and trust that your own essence will eventually translate into some coalescence, some coherence internally in this human form. And remember also, if all that's too stupid and abstract for where you're at right now, to just remember that time passes. And you can have these moments, particularly with the decentralization of time, where it feels like you're trapped in a moment, and you're like in this moment of personal pain in some way that lasts for your whole life. But it's actually, if you look at a clock, a minute. It passes. If you give into it, often you feel like if you give into the, like, I've got to cry, I've got to break down, I've got to sob, I've got to scream, there can be a strong sense that, and I've heard this from people many times over the years in my private practice, and experienced it myself at many times earlier in my life, the sensation of, if I start, I'll never stop. But you will, I promise you will. It won't go longer than, like, 10 minutes typically, 5 minutes, 15 maybe. Now, if you really let it all the way out, then you probably also will not afterwards be stuck in that, like, super weird, like, mopey, no man's land energy space, which is where you get trapped when you're not letting it out. And you're sort of like, I can't get out of this sloggy, weird, blah, blah place. It's like the things that want to be expressed aren't being fully expressed, and they kind of, the effort that it takes to hold them back is far greater than the effort that is used in letting them out and dealing with the aftermath. So, I don't know if any of this is helpful or even remotely uplifting, probably not, but it's kind of just sort of a real talk Monday here, and wanting to share this with you, and hoping that it's useful to us as we go. All right, beauty. Talk to you soon. I love you infinitely. Okay, so this is part 2, which I'm recording same day at about a little after 5:30 p.m. Pacific. So the part 2 gives a lot more information, because a lot more information became available. At around 3:33, that's just what, like, my own notes say, 3:33, same day, right? This is all happening in the same day. I started feeling the shift of, okay, the individual human timelines are starting to land, and it's the beginning of them, and you may be feeling the energy shifting, but it's okay if you're not. It's going to take a while for this to all kind of land in at the human, like, this at our, like, human experiential level, even though energetically it's all in place, for us to bring it into our human is going to take a little bit. So I could feel all the different individual human timelines that had been essentially emptied and cleared, and I'll describe why in a minute, and sort of, so everything, all the individual human timelines were on pause for about 24 hours. Starting on Sunday the 24th through this Monday afternoon the 25th, which included the lunar eclipse, which happened kind of in the middle of that. We'll come back to that in a minute. So these timelines started dropping in again, And it was just this incredible relief in the energetics for me, at least. I just felt like, oh my God, thank God. And just like things started coming back online. It was like color came back in. And like it wouldn't even be the same thing as to say it was moving from like black and white into color. It was like moving from nothing back into color coming back in. And not in the traditional void sense, like you've probably heard me talk about this before, this idea of like, oh, things are feeling really voidal. It was different than that. And so I could just sort of feel all the beginning pieces of the individual timeline starting to kind of click into place, like click, 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 click. And it felt like all these different little like mosaic tiles kind of like into place in the beginning of them kind of wrapping around the entire globe, because we have humans around the entire globe. And so this is a really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And as it was happening, I was actually dancing and singing. And there was like a particular line in the song. It doesn't matter for our standpoint, but just from the experience, it might be fun. There was a particular line in the song. And as soon as the line happened, I was like, oh, and that was when I became aware of that this was happening and it had just begun, like right as the song was beginning and I was shifting into the energy of the music. And by the way, like music kept me afloat during this 24-hour period. And I have said it before and I will say it again, that curating your own experience and tending to your sacred ecosystem is incredibly important and incredibly powerful and whatever works for you. And if you don't know what works for you, find out. For me, music saves my life again and again and again and again. Okay, so some of you are going to want to understand a little bit about why this was happening. And so I'll share a little bit about that. So, let's see. So going back in time to the Lahaina fire, there was a particular layer of dimensional experience in which what was happening during that fire was like an attempt at hijacking energetics and kind of like hijacking what was going on at a higher level, if you will. And the fire was sort of the result of that on that level. And then also there was like a higher or more macro level of what was going on that in fact, none of that actually was allowed to occur and the full heart restart occurred for the planet anyway. But that same energy layer was attempting to use the lunar eclipse, which happened overnight, was attempting to use that for more shenanigans. And so I became aware that even though the cosmic spiral started December 2nd, 2022, and there's been lots of things going on ever since then, what I was feeling into or expressing to some degree in part one of this transmission earlier today, my kind of befuddlement was why such a delay? Why is there such a delay in this coming into the human experience? And what I understood, like all at the same moment, as I became aware and like having that feeling of all the timelines clicking in, was like, oh, this is the same. We had to wait for these newly kind of, if you will, cleaned or cleared timelines to be put into motion, for after this eclipse thing to occur. And we had to wait for certain, like the waiting served a certain sort of more macro spiral unfurling that needed to occur. And so like for those of you who enjoy kind of like the battle narratives of the different sort of lower higher dimensional experiences, which I don't encourage us to engage in very often, but every now and then it can be kind of fun. It was basically like a trap where it was like, okay, well, we'll just sort of like wait and just go along. And then this, you know, shenanigans can, you know, we know these shenanigans are going to occur. But we're going to wait. And then we're going to basically pull all the human timelines out. They're unavailable for the shenanigans to actually like mess with them. And you know, certain clearing occurred as a function of what was happening with the eclipse. There's way more to the story than that, and I just could care less about any more of the detail. So if you want more, you'll have to feel into it for yourself. But I actually discouraged that for a variety of obvious reasons. But it was just kind of like good news, right? And I think we can all use a little bit of that right now. Like a big clearing and cleaning and restoration occurred. And then it was like, okay, now these new timelines can start coming in and start dropping in. And so that's actually why I am offering on Saturday of this week, Saturday the 30th, I think, is the date. I'm offering a live group get together, like a pop-up. I do these every now and then, as you may know, for us to really, for me to support the anchoring of that and for you to come together with me to support the anchoring of these new timelines collectively for all of the humans that are here, but also, after, doing that kind of initial work, we can have discussion and focus on your own specific timeline. And I actually also was surprised to learn that I was going to also offer some private one-on-one sessions around this. So I'll put the links to all that in the show notes so you can sign up and get registered and do all the fun things. And if anybody who's listening has been sort of waiting and hoping for an easier way to access a one-off or a couple of one-off one-on-one sessions with me for only three figures instead of four, five, six, seven, this is your moment. Like, yay, your prayers were heard and translated to me. So I'm looking forward to spending time with you, whoever you are. Okay, so now we've got, like, things are just coming back online again. And you still need to do the work that I spoke about in the part one. Like any of the work around resentment, you've got to find this and work with it and clear it. And you've got to understand that it's functioning on a physical level as much as it is an energetic level. And the emotional level is almost irrelevant. Like the emotional level, honestly, it's like all byproduct of either the physical side or the energy side or both. And so really focusing on the physical side in conjunction with the energy side is what I'm really strongly recommending for people. And it's all the, like, you know, it's candida, it's fungal, it's like there's a whole bunch of different stuff that's going on with it. But it's actually not for 99.9% of people. It's actually not that hard to clear this stuff from our systems. It can be hard if we have, you know, certain kind of inner issues that make it hard for us to commit with discipline to, say, like a 30-day sugar-free period, for example. That can be really hard for some of us to stick to. Lifestyle changes can be challenging for various reasons, and the ways in which it's hard create a useful reflection back to us about some opportunities for ourselves in increasing and elevating and expanding our own embodied experience. So I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying it's fairly straightforward in most people's cases, what to do. Now, for other people, it may be really challenging. And if you're someone, by the way, who has been dealing with significant chronic inflammation, then I really want to recommend to you someone else's session. They're doing a live webinar, I believe, on Thursday of this week. Her name is Sadie Whip. You can find her on Facebook, or I'm sure you can Google her. I don't have any of her information here. I just became aware of that she's doing it this morning. I shared it on my own Facebook, like, you know, shared her post. So you could find it that way too. Sadie Whip, S-A-D-E-E-W-H-I-P. And she is sharing like a in-depth dive into her own explorations over an extended period of time, essentially her entire life, around chronic inflammation. She's fantastic. I love Sadie, and she was a really important person in my life at an earlier junction when I was going through an incredibly challenging period of kind of multiple initiations. So I love Sadie. I recommend anything that Sadie's doing if it resonates for you. And I think she's doing that webinar like at a super affordable, just like $30 or something wonderful like that. And you'll get a replay from it. So you'll also get a replay from my Saturday gathering on the anchoring in of these new timelines. And yeah, So all the fun things, all the fun things. The kind of the holding off and the kind of emptying out of the human timelines in order to essentially kind of protect them and allow for certain kind of clearings to occur that a lot of different beings or energies were involved in terms of like the clearing. I do want to very much credit my brother Barrett for that incredible work and being able to kind of see this morning what was happening and to see him kind of like bringing that stuff back in and like seeing, and he was, as he was bringing that stuff back in, which he hadn't been aware of prior, then also seeing in his human, that is, him also seeing me at the tip of the cosmic spiral, like bringing that in, like as he was sort of coming back to Earth with, after all everything had been emptied out. Anyway, it's more than I can get into here. And so he's another person that I highly recommend if you're interested in doing the kinds of medical intuitive supports that he's offering in various different ways. And he has a bunch of different kinds of transmission containers as well. You've heard me talk about him before. And I feel like it's just really important for all of us to kind of like lift each other up right now. So if there are people in your life that you really love their work and you want to support it and amplify it, like give it a voice, shout it out. You know, this whole like, oh, I've got to keep it to myself and just like leverage for myself and for my own sales or whatever. Like that's so over energetically. So we got to just, you know, raise each other all up as much as we can. And I'm just feeling so much better. Also, like the relief is incredible. The last couple of hours, I've just been like, oh my God, thank God. And then, you know, this information also just dropping in around the connection with the Lahaina experience. That was a really big, really epic awareness and made a lot of sense. Barrett said that a lot of people on the islands had been feeling, experiencing the same kind of weird, kind of artificial sort of mist and energetics and having some of the kind of throat, coughing and like kind of throat and chest challenges that preceded Lahaina as well. So that was like, when I shared that, was a big, ooh. Anyway. He and I have been joking that we just need to create like a public chat channel where we're just chatting with each, because we chat all day long through WhatsApp, and just let people like pay to come and witness it. Like that would be pretty funny, wouldn't it? Anyway, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it could, but it would be more efficient for us anyway. I am just loving you so much and just sending you so, so, so much, like all the love, all the love, all the love, all the love. And if you're not, you may not be feeling the relief yet because it's just barely begun, but you may just have even a flickering sense of like, oh yeah, I kind of almost have a sense of like dawn coming. Like it is here. Just be patient. Trust it will like ripple into you soon. And please take me up on this pop-up for Saturday, at least. And it's just going to be a really beautiful, joyful time and really, really nurturing, nourishing support for you. Okay. I love you so much. And hope this odd two-part format wasn't too off-putting today. Just, you know, bringing you the news you can use as real time as possible, apparently, today. So good. And I hope you've been listening to music. I always have the experience of a lot of different kind of codes coming in through music. And one of the things that was really funny throughout the day, I posted a couple of these in my stories, but it was happening all day long, was I just had, you know, one of those like radio station channels from the player apps, from the music apps on. So it wasn't even like one of my own playlists on shuffle or my own library on shuffle. It was completely, you know, quote unquote random. And songs kept popping up where it was like the lyric was like exactly what was happening energetically, or it was like immediately activating, you know, tone. It was just hilarious. Even when I was in just not feeling great, I was just enjoying that experience, and it was very comforting, right? Like the reminder of it. And I will also say, just in terms of how intense the experience was for that 24-hour kind of blackout period, was I couldn't even really feel life force, which was very disconcerting, like at the macro level, like of course inside my own body, but it was not a great experience. So, you know, maybe that just normalizes for you if you were having a hard time, or just normalizes for you in general that, you know, anyone and everyone having these experiences has these periods of like, sometimes it's no fun. And do you have kind of all the different capacities and tools and skills in place to help you ride it out without it being so shattering that it like really derails your human life? Because it can. It really can. And in some ways, some of the intensities of these things will probably only progress as the year goes on. This is a very intense year, as you know. And hopefully you're up to date on all of the transmissions that I've shared about the energies for this year. If not, it's a great time to revisit them or to just catch up on them. They are absolutely completely relevant, particularly right now. All right. Love you, love you, love you. And I will see you soon. Mwah.